Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we have Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with Newsline. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo denies commotion at the post of presidential election. The General Election Commission KPU is to evaluate the system of holding elections simultaneously. And now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has denied the possibility of a chaos after the Democratic Party of April 17 general election. He invited the public to return to their activities while waiting for the official calculation results from the General Election Commission KPU. This was said by Joko Widodo in Jakarta Saturday afternoon, April 21st, 2019.
Ada pesan-pesan nggak, Pak, buat para pengusaha?
We are all relaxed and wait for the result. We all return to our daily lives, back to work, back to building this country. Difference of choice in a democratic party is normal, but the will of the people was determined last April 17. So we are waiting for the official calculation from the General Election Commission KPU. Previously, Deputy Chairperson of the Association of Indonesian Employers, APINDO, Suryadi Sasmita, said that a number of entrepreneurs considered that investors would be alarmed if the results of the vote count of the two presidential and vice presidential candidates were only a short distance. According to him, the thin difference in vote acquisition between the two presidential candidates who competed in the 2019 presidential election was feared to cause potential chaos. He also said that the results of rapid counts are also currently a guide for investors to invest their funds in Indonesia and believe that these results have not changed much. The General Election Commission KPU plans to evaluate the system of holding simultaneous elections following cases that killed 2019 election organizers in several regions. That was said by the chairman of the commission, Arief Budiman, when interviewed by reporters in Jakarta on Saturday. He said that his office is currently still recording the number of officers of Voting Organizers Group KPPS throughout Indonesia who died while performing their task at the process of voting and vote counting for the 2019 election. According to Arief, most of them died from exhaustion and heart attacks. He further said it would provide compensation to the officers who died while carrying out their duties as organizers of the five-yearly Democratic Party. The Cairo Election Supervisory Committee assessed that during the 2019 elections in Egypt, there were no significant violations found in both the voting and vote counting processes. Chairman of the Election Supervisory Committee of Cairo, Muhammad Nura, revealed that there were a number of technical problems that could be quickly resolved by the Overseas Election Committee, PPLN, along with the ranks of the Foreign Voting Organizers Group, KPPSLN. According to him, violations of the 2019 election in Egypt are more about ethical violations, and even then, after being warned, it could be immediately resolved by the local overseas election committee.
Tidak ada pelanggaran-pelanggaran yang dinilai.
There are no violations which are considered severe. There is no money politics here. There are no violations that violate the administration. Most are violations of ethics and some violations are more precisely the mistakes made by the committee. It is normal. In addition to the Election Supervisory Committee, the Indonesian Ambassador to Egypt, Helmi Fauzi, who had talked a lot about the election, including his appeal to Indonesian citizens in Egypt to maintain unity, also considered that the implementation of the presidential and legislative elections in Cairo ran smoothly and conducive. This news comes to you over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government through the Ministry of Industry expressed optimism that there will be an increase in investment and expansion in the manufacturing industry sector after holding the 2019 general election. By implementing the Making Indonesia 4.0 roadmap, the manufacturing industry also encourages a greater contribution to the national economy. Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto, in a press release in Jakarta on Saturday, targeted that in 2019, the growth of the manufacturing industry can reach 5.4%. According to him, the trend of industrial growth after the election will occur because Indonesia is the most mature country in applying the democratic system. Mature democracy is the government's capital in attracting foreign investment. Minister Erlangga is also convinced that economic, political, and security conditions in Indonesia are still stable and conducive so that it will support business activities. The Ministry of Industry of Indonesia has projected that the food and beverage industry can grow above 9% in 2019 due to additional investment. This year, the food and beverage industry, textiles and textile products, as well as footwear, are ready to invest 79 trillion rupiah. The food and beverage industry will invest 63 trillion rupiah, up 11% from 2018. For the footwear and textile industry and textile products, the investment is 2.8 trillion and 14 trillion rupiah respectively, surging almost double the year previously. Republika reported Indonesian Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto in Jakarta on Saturday explained that the government made that the labor-intensive subsector of industry is growth engine for manufacturing and a significant contributor to export of non-oil and gas processing. He said the government will continue to boost performance and attract investment in export-oriented industrial sectors and import substitution. Head of the Siak Tourism Office, Riau, Fauzi Asni said that a celebration of Sultan Siak's birthday this year is not only a tradition of the people, but will also be a momentum for the halal and religious tourism in Siak Regency. The birthday of Sultan of Siak is carried out every year in April and brings guests from a number of corners of Indonesia to several neighboring countries. A number of activities enliven the tradition so that it attracts many people's appeal. For this year's anniversary, the committee invited five Habib from Java Island at the peak of the event at the Siak Bermadah stage in front of the Siak Sri Indrapura Palace, which will take place on Sunday. The Sultan's birthday is held to commemorate the services and sacrifices of the previous Siak Sultan to religion, nation, and country. And the last item, the Telecommunications and Information Accessibility Agency, BAKTI, the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, assisted the Finisi exhibition, which was organized by the Indonesian Marine Scholars Association and various parties to navigate the national waters. Head of the agency's Communication and Information Services Division, Ari Sugeng Wahyuniarti, in a written statement received in Jakarta on Saturday, stated that the support provided was BAKTI's commitment to help spread the expedition program in line with the government's efforts to realize Indonesia as the world's maritime access. The Telecommunication and Information Accessibility Agency BAKTI support was carried out in the form of installing VSAT on a Finnish ship which is currently anchored in the port of Labuan Bajo, West Manggarai Regency. BAKTI is an institution under the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology which is responsible for providing communication services. Meanwhile, Chairperson of the Indonesian Marine Scholarship Association, Muhammad Zulfikar Mohtar, welcomed the support given by BAKTI to the Finisi program. And listeners, that's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
This week's spotlight is on Indonesia holds simultaneous election 2019. Wednesday, April 17, Indonesian citizens in 34 provinces voted for the President and Vice President, members of the House of Representatives, Regional House of Representatives, and Regional Representatives Council. The simultaneous election was the first time in Indonesia. Over 152 million citizens were registered in the final voters list. More than 800,000 polling stations were established throughout the country. Voters chose presidential and vice presidential candidate number 1, Joko Widodo and his deputy Ma'ruf Amin, and candidate number 2, Prabowo Subianto with his deputy Sandiaga Uno. After the vote in the afternoon, various quick count institutions issued the result of the calculation. 5 quick count institutions that have received permission from the General Election Commission issued results that are similar to each other. According to the calculations, the number one presidential candidate Joko Widodo with his deputy Ma'ruf Amin outperformed candidate number 2 Prabowo Subianto with his deputy Sandiaga Uno with a range of 54-57%, but the legal end result is to be announced next May the 22nd. In terms of security, the head of the Indonesian Police Public Information Bureau, Police Brigadier General Dedi Prasetyo, at the National Police Headquarters, Jakarta, said on Wednesday that the security and orderliness of the entire Indonesian community, from Aceh to Papua, were conducive. Dedi Prasetyo said that some incidents occurred in Papua and Central Sulawesi, where in a number of polling stations, the voting had to be postponed. After the ballot, call for reunification arose from national leaders and political elites, including two presidential candidates, namely Joko Widodo and Prabowo Subianto. Joko Widodo, who was accompanied by his vice presidential candidate Ma'ruf Amin, as well as a number of top political party supporters, said that despite a number of quick counts showing his superiority with Amin, there would be no celebration. He invited all parties to be patient and wait for the results of the KPU formal recapitulation. Joko Widodo also invited all elements of society to reunite. Separately, at his residence in Jakarta, Prabowo asked his supporters not to be provoked and to avoid all forms of excessive action, illegal acts, and any acts of violence. Prabowo also asked his supporters to wait for the official results. That was Spotlight of the Week from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Today in History of Voice of Indonesia. I'll start with April the 21st, 1879, the birth of R.A. Kartini. Raden Ajeng Kartini is a prominent Javanese and Indonesian national hero. Kartini is known as the pioneer of the revival of indigenous women. After Kartini died, Mr. G.H. Abenanan, her best friend, collected and posted the letters that Kartini had sent to his friends in Europe. Abenanan at that time served as Minister of Culture, Religion and Crafts of the Indies. The book was titled From Darkness to Light. In Kartini's letters, she wrote about her thoughts on the then social condition, especially about the condition of indigenous women. Most of her letters contains complaints, especially concerning Javanese culture, seen as a barrier to women's progress. She wants women to have freedom to gain knowledge and study. The birthday of Kartini is celebrated as a national day. Turning to April the 21st, 1989, the Tiananmen Square protests. The Tiananmen Square massacre is a series of student-led demonstrations held at Tiananmen Square in Beijing, People's Republic of China. This protest was aimed at economic instability and political corruption, which then spread to pro-democracy demonstrations, which indeed are something that is not yet prevalent in authoritarian China. More than 3,000 people died as a result of action by armed forces. Students began protests in mid-April the 21st, 1989, triggered by the death of Hu Youbang, the party secretary general who resigned. 100,000 students gathered on Tiananmen Square in memory of the death of Youbang. I'll end with April 21st, 2009, the World Digital Library is inaugurated. The World Digital Library is an interstate digital library managed by the UNESCO and the Library of Congress of the United States. The library was inaugurated on April 21, 2009 and is intended as a source of primary document references for important world documents that can be accessed free of charge. That was Today in History from RRI World Service in Jakarta to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Terho Poutienin in Finland. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through short waves on frequency 3325 kHz at 1300 hours to 1325 hours UTC on February 7th, 2019. Hello, Mr. Terho. Thank you for your reception report in detail and also your compliment. For you and other our regular listeners, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Aku menemukan dirimu tentang apa yang membuatku muda berikan hatiku padamu takkan habis sejuta lagu untuk menceritakan cantikmu kan teramat panjang puisi untuk menyuratkan cinta ini telah habis sudah cinta ini tak lagi tersisa untuk dunia karena telah ku habiskan sisa cintaku hanya untukmu. Pernah berpikir tentang hidupku tanpa ada dirimu dapatkah lebih indah dari yang ku jalani sampai kini aku selalu bermimpi tentang indah hari tua bersamamu tetap cantik rambut panjangmu meskipun nanti tak hitam lagi bila habis sudah waktu ini tak lagi berpijak pada dunia telah aku habiskan sisa hidupku hanya untukmu dan telah habis sudah sisa untuk dunia karena telah ku habiskan sisa cintaku hanya untukmu. Wow.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on no particular target for the Asian Athletics Championships 2019. The Indonesian Athletic Association stated that it does not set any particular target for the Asian Athletic Championships 2019, which is slated to be held in Doha, Qatar from April the 21st until 24th. Chairman of the association, Bob Hasan, on Monday, April the 15th, said that the most important thing is that Indonesian athletes' team could give their best performances in the competition. According to Bob Hasan, the most essential aspects of the championship is preparation. Therefore, he called on all athletes to be well prepared for the competition so that they can perform maximally. Meanwhile, on the same occasion, head coach of sprint team at the association, Eni Nuraini, said that there are a number of reasons why no particular target set for the championship. First, the 4x100 relay race team, which is set to compete in the championship, is in the transition period. Secondly, a member of the sprint team decided to resign, so a new athlete, Adi Ramli, whose age is 17, had to be appointed to fill in the position. Any further said that one of the Indonesian top sprinters, Lalu Muhammad Sohri, had just taken senior high school national exam so that his preparation was not maximum. Indonesia is sending 10 athletes to participate in the 23rd Asian Athletic Championship, comprising of 8 male and 2 female athletes who will compete in the championship. In the men's category, there are 3 athletes who are to compete in 4x100 meters, namely Bayu Kertanegara, Eko Rimbawan, and Muhammad Bismadiwa Abina. Another athlete, Sapwatu Rahman, will compete in the long jump category. Meanwhile, Indonesian top sprinter Lalu Muhammad Zohri will take part in men's 100 meters and 4x100 meters along with Andi Ramli Sidik. In addition to other Indonesian athletes will compete in different numbers. Joko Kuncoro Adi will compete in men's 200 meters and 4x100 meters. Meanwhile, Acong Tio Purwanto will compete in men's 3000 street chase. In women's category, Melia Nova will participate in women's 100 meter hurdles and Eki Febri Ekawati in short put. Well, that was My Indonesia today on no particular target for the Asian Athletic Championships 2019 from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our regular listener, Deba Kamal Hazarika in India. He was very diligent in sending reception report of our broadcast. Hello, Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika. Thank you for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast, especially English program. For you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Cinta sejati ini mungkin aku takkan pernah mengerti hati yang tulus setia yang indah dan semua yang terjadi antara kita. Tak yang lain dalam
Indonesia.
And it was FS Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder featuring Indonesian tourism. This time I will take you on a trip to Jepara, Central Jawa Province. Jepara, besides being well known as a city of original Indonesian carving, which is also well known abroad, is also famous for its natural attractions and historical tourism. One of the famous tourist attractions is Telaga Sejuta Akar or the Lake of Million Roots, Jepara. The tourist spot offers the beauty of a spring that resembles a lake with many rubber trees along the road to the lake. Telaga Sejuta Akar or the Lake of Million Roots is approximately 25 kilometers from the center of Jepara, located in the hamlet of Mojokerto, Bangsri Subdistrict Jepara Region, Central Jawa. access road to this place is also not too difficult. It only takes about 15 to 20 minutes by motor vehicle. This tourist attraction is perfect for those of you who love the beauty that is natural, quiet, free from pollution, and the green leaves of rubber plants and the scenery around it. Besides that, what makes the attraction of the lake more interesting is the presence of several entertainment venues, which is of course will also increase visitors' interest. Telaga Sejuta Akar or Lake of Million Roots of Jepara was inaugurated in 2009. The lake is surrounded by 25 kilometers of rubber trees that stretch to the center of Jepara. The trees are on average large and easy to climb, so do not be surprised if there are many visitors who would climb these trees and then relax on a tree branch that is quite wide and strong, while enjoying a panoramic view of the beauty around Telaga Sejuta Akar or the Lake of Million Roots. This lake, with an area of 9.9 hectares, has water that never dries even during the dry season. The water in the lake comes from the roots of hundreds of years old rubber trees that surround the Lake of a Million Roots. To enter the Telaga Sejuta Akar Jepara or the Lake of Million Roots, visitors only have to pay 3,000 rupiah. So it's quite cheap because $1 is around 15,000 rupiah. There are some sellers who will sell kinds of fish of catches from the lake, such as catfish and tilapia, as a type of fresh fish that lives in this lake. Aside from being a tourist spot, this lake is also a vital source of irrigating tens of hectares of rice fields in Bondo Village. According to the plan, the Jepara District Government will make Telaga Sejuta Akar or the lake a kind of natural education laboratory because the trees here, especially rubber trees, are considered to be very rare. Telaga Sejuta Akar or Lake of Million Roots tourist spot is perfect for those of you who want to find peace, beautiful atmosphere, cool, pollution-free, where the wind blows lightly. The sparkling lake water is believed to be able to eliminate all your fatigue. If you are in Central Jawa, then look for the free time to relax for a moment at Telaga Sejuta Akar Jepara. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by S.B. Sharma, also in India. He was listening to VOI's program through RRI Play apps. He said that it was fantastic. He enjoyed it a lot. Today's program was full of knowledge, information, news, and education. Hello, Mr. Sharma. Thank you for your compliment. Hopefully, you always keep listening and sending your reception report to Voice of Indonesia. Thank you. Well, listener, wherever you are, for you, we will play a beautiful song. Happy listening!
Bahagia, biar
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Today's miscellany will inform you about Kartini Day 2019 celebration. Indonesian people commemorate April 21st as Kartini Day. The commemoration was a form of appreciation to Raden Ajeng or R.A. Kartini as one of the Indonesian national heroes. R.A. Kartini was born in Jepara, Central Java, in 1879, is a pioneer of the Indonesian women emancipation. Kartini's passion for advancing women continues to live today. As a form of pride, as well as respect for Raden Ajeng Kartini, various activities related to women are carried out in various regions in Indonesia, like carnivals and traditional dress competition. This year, the commemoration of Kartini Day is themed The Spirit of Kartini, The Spirit of Indonesian Women. In addition, on Kartini Day, many female workers in various sectors are wearing kebaya, Kartini's daily attire, or other traditional dresses. One of the series of events in Kartini Day this year is Kartini Run 2019, which was held on Sunday, 7th April 2019 at the Silang Monas, Jakarta. Kartini's struggle, which was engraved well on the history of the fight of Indonesian women in the book Habis Gelap Terbitlah Terang, or After Darkness Comes Light, is expected to continue to inspire Indonesian people, especially the women. This activity aims to cultivate healthy life through sports. Kartini Run 2019 was a collaboration among Oase Working Cabinet, Kamala Bayangkari Foundation, and the Indonesian Women's Sport Association, Perwosi. This activity was attended by thousands of participants from various groups, including children and women with disabilities, divided into 10,000, 5,000, and fun walk. Meanwhile, Sampu Kong Grand Temple, Semarang, Central Java, unveiled the 2019 Kartini Day commemoration by holding various kinds of competitions, among others a traditional dress competition and K-pop dance competition. The competitions are held on Sunday, 21st of April 2019, on the main stage of Sampu Kong, which can be followed by elementary school students. Listener, that was miscellany for today. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, before we end our listeners' mailbag, we inform you that we have a new program on RNNet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2000 hours to 2030 hours West Indonesia time, or 1300 hours to 1330 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen, but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access VOI English News Service via RRI Play. First, download RRI Play mobile application from Google Play. Open RRI Play application, choose RRI Net, and you can enjoy our program. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to The Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Safira Adela. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Voice of Indonesia.
Setiap waktu engkau tersenyum, sudut matamu memancarkan rasa keresahan yang terbenam, kerinduan yang tertahan. tersembunyi jauh di lubuk hati. Kata-katamu riuh mengalir bagi gerimis. Seperti angin tak pernah diam, selalu beranjak setiap saat, menebarkan jala asmara, menaburkan aroma luka, benih kebencian kau tanam.
Of Indonesia.
Bila ku ingat senyum manismu, takkan habis waktu melamun.
Aku ingat canda tawamu, takkan habis waktu berangan.
Ingin ku miliki hari selamanya berdua denganmu selamanya.
Bukan hanya ku ingat janji manismu. Ku tunggu sampai malam meninggalkanku.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Boris Afidadela. See you on the next English program.